Blog Talk Radio. I'm Catherine Hahn, and today I get to come to you from beautiful Florida. I am on the Royal Caribbean, Enchantment of the Seas, and we are getting ready to take off on our cruise for some healing and doing some self-care. And I'm thankful that I'm here with you guys. And today we are going to have a special guest on. But first, let's talk about the energy of the week. So today we have a few angels coming forward for us today. So we have Archangel Uriel, as well as Archangel Raphael, and Archangel Gabriel, as well as Archangel Ariel. They're all coming forward for us today. First off, let me say Happy New Year. The last time I spoke with everyone was New Year's Eve. So we're at the New Year. One of the things that Archangel Raphael is coming forward for us is about letting go. So some of us are still in that 2018 energy. So, it's time for some of us to let go of those things that no longer serve us. I'm calling Archangel Raphael to help you to do some healing on that. And he's coming forward for us for a healing later on as well to do some releasing. Also, when it comes to Archangel Uriel, she's coming forward in general so that we get some clarity on those things that are going to be about our purpose this year. So call on Archangel Uriel for that. And then Archangel Gabriel is coming forward to share with us that it is time for us to step into our purpose, to share our truth. So after you've done some clearing and healing, call on Archangel Gabriel as well as Archangel Uriel to get that clarity and that focus on what it is that you desire, what it is that you truly want in your life. So really focus it on those desires that you have. And then Archangel Ariel is coming, stepping forward for us as well, because yesterday we had the new moon energy, so we actually are within that energy still. And Archangel Ariel is, she is all about manifesting, as we had talked about, I think, a couple weeks ago. She would like us to call on her to help us manifest those things that we want in our lives. So if you haven't already, I encourage you to write a letter to the universe and the divine on those things that you really want to show up in your lives this year and this week, while we're in this energy. So call on them, and they will be there to guide you and help you when it comes to stepping into our purpose as we are in January now. All right. So I am going to introduce our guest today. She is joining me, as well as a couple of other people, for our healing retreat. And today we're going to talk a little bit about intentions for 2019. So let me introduce her. Her name is Renee. And hello, Renee. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Glad to be here.
All right. So we're talking about intentions today. So what are your intentions for 2019?
My intentions for 2019 this year are to deepen my spiritual practice and really hone in on what my spiritual gifts are, other than Reiki, and so I'm at Reiki level 2, and I'm also intending on going forward with that and becoming a Reiki master as well this year. So I'm going forward with that, but I'm also looking to expand on my other spiritual gifts as well.
Awesome. So tell us a little bit more about yourself, your journey, how it all started.
I moved here to Florida, actually, 3 years ago from Arizona. And I left kind of a job that I wasn't really, it wasn't fulfilling. It basically paid the bills and it was stable, but it really didn't fulfill anything other than that. So I came out here and with my significant other, and I had the opportunity to, the opportunity and the time and the resources to really dig into what it was that I wanted to do. So, I don't know, I guess about 2 years ago I came out of the spiritual closet, so to speak, and I began getting into that side of things and looking into Reiki and what was it that really spoke to me that I wanted to do instead of just making money, you know, and paying the bills.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's how I got involved with the different spiritual groups on Facebook. And it kind of just rolled from there. I started meditating every day, and then I got into the crystals, and then I got into the Reiki, and I became attuned to my first level. And then my significant other, he went to this crystal shop, and they offered all these workshops and stuff and Reiki circles, and that's how I got involved with that, and it kind of just snowballed into I started doing the Reiki circles, and then I got my level 2 there and some other workshops as well, and then I started working there. So it all kind of opened up. The doors opened up in that area.
Awesome. So did you say that it was this year or last year that it started for you? Or
really about a year and a half ago. A little over a year ago was attuned to level 1. So it's been within that process, that time frame.
Okay. So was there a awakening period for you?
I want to say that it was before that, but kind of because of the way I was raised. I kind of didn't go forward with it. There was just something that snapped in me, I guess, to the point where I didn't care what anybody else thought. And that was maybe a year and a half ago. And that's when I started really opening up about what I believe and what I stand for and going forward with my spiritual journey. In my family, I was raised kind of religiously and strictly and these kind of things you just don't do and you don't talk about. You know what I'm saying? And so it kind of dragged it out a lot longer than it should have. So, but yeah. I want to say it was about June of 2017, right before the eclipse that went over the United States. It was in that time frame, right before that, where I had this, like, I don't know, you just, I guess the spiritual awakening where it just had it with the, I don't know what you want to call it.
Just open things up.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. That's great. So when it comes to this retreat, what are your expectations of this retreat?
I try not to have expectations going into anything.
Mm-hmm.
I'm open to receiving and whatever my experience is, I know that it's going to be perfect for me, what I need. So that's what I'm going with.
Awesome. All right. When it comes to intentions are very important, to set toward the new year. It really helps us to focus on where it is that we want to go in our life. So, when it comes to my experiences, before I didn't actually set intentions. Some listeners here, it could be that you've had the same experiences, but now I encourage everyone to set the intention for you. So for yourself, Renee, have you been setting intentions for a while now? Or
I have. I've been a lot better at it than I always thought about it. But I didn't get around to doing it. And it's good to write those things down so that you're reminded of where it is, the direction you want to go in.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Awesome. All right. So if you're listening and you would like some guidance, be sure to call me at 714-816-4628. And be sure to press 1 on your keypad so that you can be in the queue to talk live.
All right.
So what else do you do, aside from Reiki?
I started wire wrapping crystals, and I'm looking to put up an Etsy shop as well.
Oh,
so
awesome.
I'm looking into doing that. That was actually one of my intentions that I set for the new moon, was to set up my Etsy shop when I get home.
Awesome. Okay. All right. So, like I said, if you would like to chat with us about your intentions or some channels reading, please be sure to dial 714-816-4628. And be sure to press 1 on your keypad. And let's see, I believe we have a few callers. So, Renee, would you like to take some callers and see? All right. So, caller, what is your name and where are you calling from?
Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, I'm Psychic Talk Network.
My name is Sandy. I'm in Georgia.
Hi, Shan. Hi. How can we help you?
I was just wondering, are you doing healings at all?
Yes, so I actually kind of go by what I hear and feel from the angels. So did you have a question?
I'm just wondering about my husband's hip. If his hip or his back, or what is it?
Okay. So what I'm actually hearing is he does have something going on when it comes to his hip.
Do what?
So I believe that there is something going on with his hip. But because I'm with him, that's not something I can do with him right now. But what you can do is
just sit here.
What was that?
He's right here, if you would like.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd like to speak with him.
Okay. This is
Hello, this is Catherine Hahn.
Hi.
So can you tell me a little bit more about what's been going on?
I don't know what it is. I've got some pain in my left hip and lower back. It may be, I'm thinking it's going towards arthritis. I've had that in my right hip, and I had to have a hip replacement. I'm thinking it's probably spilled over into my left side now, but it's very, very uncomfortable.
Okay. So what I'm hearing actually from Archangel Raphael is there's some things going on with your root chakra, and that could be affecting your leg as well as your lower back.
Okay.
So what I would do at this point is it has to do with some confidence issues. And I'm also hearing that I'm hearing about doing some journaling. And
a what? A what now?
Some journaling.
Okay.
So, you know, when it comes to confidence, when it comes to your power.
Uh-huh.
So what you want to do is write down all the things that you're awesome at, all the things that make you feel powerful in your life.
Okay.
Okay. And what I'm doing right now, actually, I am kind of working with Archangel Raphael right now to help you with your root chakra a little bit, to do some clearing. So you may feel some energy around your root chakra.
Okay.
And then also when it comes to, he's talking about some releasing. So, you know, if there's any fears that you have or doubts that come up into your mind, you know, I would write those down as well.
Okay.
And what you want to do is rip up that piece of paper after you do that.
Okay.
And then, those things that you wrote about that make you powerful, you feel powerful, saying, you know, I'm awesome at, and all the different areas in your life. So you want to kind of read that out loud and also do those as affirmations for yourself.
All right.
Okay. So I hope that helps. If you do that, it should help you when it comes to your energy and even your physical pain.
Okay. Yeah, I'm in a lot of pain right now, so, you know, I'll give it a try.
Okay, great.
Well, thank you so much for calling.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. So let's go back to Renee. So tell us a little bit more about, your past. I know you talked about your religious family. And, I actually can understand what you went through because, I'm also from a Christian background.
Yeah.
So spirituality is a little bit, different. And it's not as accepted, within the Christian community.
Basically, if it isn't written in the Bible, then you shouldn't be doing it or it didn't, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's the kind of background that I'm talking about, like you said, Christian.
Mm-hmm.
So when I say religious, I don't necessarily mean, I mean like non-denominational Bible-believing church.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
Okay. So when it comes to the things that you've learned, you mentioned that you're learning other things. As well as while you're wrapping for the crystals and Reiki. Were there other things that the angels had kind of shown you for this year?
I know I have other spiritual gifts as well,
mm-hmm.
pretty much since childhood that I've repressed. So that's basically where I don't want to say channeling or anything like that. I've always been sensitive to like energy and that kind of thing. So I want to explore the areas of maybe mediumship or even channeling,
mm-hmm.
those kinds of things. And just to see where it goes. But because like when I was a kid, I could tell you where the spinner was going to land when we would play life or something like that. I was always good at those kind of games, higher and lower. I just knew stuff. And I got in trouble for that kind of stuff. Nobody wanted to play with me. I was listening to the devil, So that's kind of what I'm talking about. That's why I kind of went away from it,
mm-hmm.
and why it took so long for me to get back on the right track, I guess you might say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, awesome. Okay. So, we're talking about intentions today, and the angels are coming forward for us for the energy of the week, but also, when it comes to this year, what are your passions? Your passions are part of your purpose. And so what are your desires? What do you love to do? And, those things that, if you think of, when you were growing up, they asked you, what do you want to be when you grow up? And that's not only for, just once. It doesn't just happen
right.
once. It changes.
Right.
Every year, we have new things that come up, new purposes, new desires and passions that we have every year. So we're always growing and changing. So, I think when we ask kids, we have to also ask adults, too.
Right.
What it is that you want to do when you grow up or later in the year or, in a few years. So, when it comes to your passion, Renee, what are some other things? I know you mentioned a few already.
Aside from the Reiki and meditation, I'd also like to dive into the sound healing aspect, and perhaps other energy healing modalities. And eventually, I would like to be able to teach children some of these aspects of spirituality and to give them that support that they need, you know, obviously, because they're our future, you know, and a lot of times kids don't get that support. I know I didn't, or direction or whatever. And I just think it would be amazing for a child to have that start in life instead of waiting until they're 40 or 50, you know.
Awesome. Yeah. Okay. So, you know, a lot of the things that we'll be working on during this retreat is, you know, those things, you know, your purpose as well as how you can step into it, as well as just healing some of those limiting beliefs that we have that's keeping us from, you know, fully stepping forward. So, you know, if you're listening, you know, be sure to call us, and if you'd like a channeled reading or talk about your intentions as well, be sure to call 714-816-4628. And be sure to press 1 on the keypad. Also, we are on the chat room as well, psychictalk.net/live. I'm actually not in the chat room today. I don't have my laptop on me. But we have Dax behind the scenes, so he'll be checking in with that. And let's go ahead and do some announcements, you know, upcoming shows that we have. So on Tuesday, January 8th, it's kicking off 2019 on the right foot, discussing tips and strategies. The Power of Three show, the hosts Vivian Auden, Fiona Miller, and Rose Fullhorse will return to the airwaves with first show of 2019. So be sure to join them. As well as on Wednesday, January 9th, Prosperity Consciousness with hosts Rose and Jack. So be sure to call them and ask for a mini reading if you'd like one. And then on Thursday, Accessing Intuition in Difficult Times. So the Soul Sisters will be back, Anne and Sue. So be sure to call in and listen in on the show. And as always, you can go to psychictalk.net/upcoming for all the upcoming shows. Okay. So now I think what we're going to do is go into a meditation. So if you can, sit comfortably and close your eyes. And take a few deep breaths. So in for 4, and hold, and breathe out for 4. And we'll do that again, breathe in for 4, hold, and breathe out. And then one more time, breathe in. And hold and breathe out. So Archangel Raphael is stepping forward for us. And he's right in front of you. And he is sending his green and a white energy. And it's going from your crown chakra
all the way down to your feet. So it's circling all around you. And as it goes down, and as it gets to your heart chakra, it's going to open up your heart chakra. So it's going to expand into the room that you're in, or the space that you're in. And you're going to actually take us on a little journey. So he's going to take your hand, and a green pathway unfolds in front of you. So he's going to take you down this pathway and just kind of look on your left and right to see what you notice. And as you're walking, you're going to enter this new space. And it is a wooded area. So there's trees all around. And you see this clearing in the middle. And in the middle of this clearing is a bonfire. And in this bonfire, Archangel Raphael is going to bring you right in front of the bonfire. And he wants you to look into this fire. And he's asking, what is it that you see? And what is it that you feel in this bonfire? Really listen to your intuition and the thoughts that come to you, or if you see anything, what is it that you see? So now, whoever you see in there, or other things, you know, when it comes, whether it's love or those type of things, whatever you see is going to come out of this fire. And it's going to stand right next to you. And if it's a person, you're going to hold hands with this person. And you're going to ask, what is it that I need to know? So now Archangel Raphael is going to step forward for us and is going to send energy to you and this other person, or an idea, or a limiting belief. And this energy is going to swirl around you and this person. And this energy is going to go from your feet all the way to the crown. And this energy is going to swirl above your head. And with this energy above your head, divine love and light is going to come down like rain. This bright white energy coming down. And it's going to swirl around you from your crown chakra and all the way down through all of your chakras. All the way down to your feet. So now we're going to say bye to this person that we saw, or a living belief. And we're going to go back into this fire. And then Archangel Raphael is going to take your hand, and he's going to lead you back to where you came from. So back out into the green path and back to your heart chakra. And he's going to help your heart chakra to contract back into your body. And now what he's going to do is, with his energy, he's going to swirl around you. And he's going to help you take away all of those limiting beliefs, those negative thoughts, fears, and doubts. And that energy that you no longer need is going to be brought to this energy that he's bringing around you. And then this energy is going to go up above your head. And then what you're going to feel is this energy coming back down that is transmuted into love and light. Coming back down. And then we're going to ground our energy. So from your root chakra, had this bright white energy, a column of energy, going all the way down to the center of the earth. And what's going to come back up is a golden energy from the center of the earth. And it's going to intertwine from your feet all the way up around your body. It's going to go to your crown chakra and all the way up to the heavens. So take a few deep breaths. And let's bring our awareness back into our body. And when you're ready, you can open up your eyes. And I would love to know what you saw or what you felt or what you heard. So if you'd like to call us, you can call us at 714-816-4628. And be sure to press 1 on the keypad. All right. So how was that for you, Renee?
The meditation?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it was good. I saw a dragon.
You saw a dragon?
Yeah.
That's awesome. And what did this dragon say?
Nothing. I was just deep into it, and so I didn't really... Just that's all I saw, really.
Okay. Awesome. So you know, if you're listening and you went through the meditation, if you'd like to talk about anything you saw or anything you have questions about, be sure to call me, and I would love to talk to you about it. Okay. I wanted to talk a little bit more about my healing retreats that we have. So today, we're getting ready to set sail to the Bahamas. And this retreat is about healing as well as anything else that comes up when it comes to the angels. But also it's about self-care. You know, self-care is very important. When it comes to learning about our passions, our desires, and getting that new energy that we need to bring in, you know, especially as we entered 2019, it's going to be a fast-moving year with a lot of us stepping forward into our purpose. Archangel Raphael came forward and, you know, he was talking about letting go of those things that no longer serve us, that we, you know, some of us still are in that energy. So if you're still feeling a little stuck, feeling low energy, it's because there are some things that you still need to release. So be sure to do that. And, you know, I have other retreats that are coming up that I'm very excited about. In June, I actually have a retreat in Sedona that is coming up. And that is about stepping into your purpose. So, you know, if you've been interested, if you've heard me talk about it a few times, and if it's kind of been on your mind, be sure to contact me and we can discuss more about it, any questions that you might have. Also, when it comes to healing retreats, like this one that we're on right now, I actually will have another one next year, and I will have more details soon about that. So, you know, if you are interested in self-care as well as healing with the angels, and just knowing what your next steps need to be, you know, I hope it's something that you consider. I'm so excited about this one. I've been excited for a few weeks now. and we've had a few surprises on the way, too. My sister decided to join us the last week. So she's on with us as well. And we're actually, there's four of us, so we're all sharing a room, so it's going to be a very intimate time as well. So, you know, if healing is something that you need to do, self-care, especially, you know, I focus on moms with this because moms, you know, we all forget to take care of ourselves. You know, we take care of everyone else, and we forget of ourselves. So, you know, this is a great time to enjoy, you know, healing, but also enjoy the things that the cruise has
to offer, and just relaxing. Because when we relax is when we allow the angels and our guides to really speak to us. So I hope that you will join us in the future. Any questions you have, you can go to psychictalk.net/Catherine. And you can find all of my information there. And I think we are going to cut our show a little bit short today. We are getting ready to set sail. Thank everyone for joining us. Next week, we have our angels coming back to us. So I believe it was Archangel Metatron and Archangel Sandalphon that are joining us next week. I don't have my laptop with me, so I don't remember who was joining us, but it might be a surprise. So be sure to join us next week. Also, be sure to join our other host this week. And you can call in and listen. I'm excited that Power of Three, they're coming back. So be sure to join them as well. Thank you so much for listening today. And I hope everyone has a blessing-filled week. I'm sending everyone lots of love and light. So bye-bye for now.